From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
Welcome back.
Same to you.
Well, because of the coverage of Hurricane Katrina last week, we moved the puzzle to our website, npr.org. And anyone who wanted could go to the website and hear what the clue was for this week, as well as the answer for last week's puzzle. But obviously, for people who were unable to get to our website and weren't able to find out, we're going to start with the challenge and the answer for the puzzle from August 28th. First, repeat the challenge from August 28th.
Yes, it came from listener Frank Morgan, who's a mathematician at Williams College. I said, think of a word whose meaning you can make plural by adding an A at the start.
And what was the answer?
The answer was yes. Put an A at the start and you get eyes.
So all of you folks who wanted to know the answer to that puzzle, there it is. Now, you also left a challenge for people to work on this week, and it was posted on our web. What was that challenge?
Well, I said name a well-known place in the United States with a population of at least 40,000, two words in its name. I said if you reverse the last three letters of the first word, you'll get the first three letters of the second. What place is it?
What place is it?
It is Atlantic City.
Atlantic City. Well, we did have over 600 entries from people who solved this puzzle, and our winner randomly selected from the correct answers is Chad Graham, and he joins us from St. Louis, Missouri. Hi, Chad.
Hi, how are you, Leanne?
I'm well. How long have you been playing the puzzle?
Oh, I guess 3 or 4 years, something like that.
Mm-hmm. And you often will go to our website to play?
Well, yeah, if I'm up, of course, I listen, but sometimes I sleep late and, you know, then so I go right over to the website and there it is.
All right. Tell us what you do there in St. Louis.
I am the Deputy Executive Director for the Housing Authority of St. Louis County.
And you must be a puzzle person.
I don't know if I'd call me a puzzle person or not, but, you know, sometimes the answers just trip off the end of my tongue, and other times I'm sit there dumbfounded, so I think I'm somewhere in the middle there.
Well, you sent in your entry, and it was correct, and we picked you out randomly, so are you ready to play?
I am ready.
All right, we'll meet Chad. Let's play.
Hi, Chad. Today's puzzle is called So What? Every answer is a familiar two-word phrase with the initials S-O. For example, if I gave you the clue part of an executive's compensation, you might say stock option. All right, number one is an afternoon TV serial.
Boy, I don't watch TV.
Just the generic term.
Oh, soap opera.
Soap opera is right. Number two, an enthusiastic response for a speaker.
Standing ovation.
Uh-huh. A large group that plays classical music.
Symphony orchestra.
Uh-huh. An unmarried romantic partner, more serious than just a boyfriend or girlfriend.
Significant other.
That's right. Breakfast dish having a sauce of green pepper, onion, and tomato.
Spanish omelet.
Very good. It begins, on my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country.
Service oath.
It's a kind of oath done by a boy in a uniform.
Scout.
Scout oath is right. A barn bird with a harsh cry.
Screech owl.
Uh-huh. A playful marine animal.
Stream otter.
Otter is right, but marine.
Sea otter.
Sea otter is right. Midway between noon and midnight.
6 o'clock.
Uh-huh. Bunkum or hooey that a traveling salesman might try to sell you.
Snake oil.
That's right. 2008 event to be held in Beijing.
Summer Olympics.
Uh-huh. A person who routes incoming telephone calls.
Something operator.
Yeah, what kind?
Can't you take something? It begins with an S.
Where would that operator work?
Switchboard operator.
Switchboard operator, right. Before a doctor convinces you to have an operation, you should seek this.
Second opinion.
That's right. And your last one, continuation of the film title that begins 2001.
Space Odyssey.
A Space Odyssey is right.
Chad, nice work.
Thank you.
Well, we made a good team, you know.
Indeed.
Indeed. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, and 2 Sudoku Wordless Crossword Puzzle Books presented by Will Shorts from St. Martin's Press. Chad, what's your public radio station?
KWMU.
In St. Louis County, is that it?
Yeah.
St. Louis. All right.
My daughter just decided this year she and I volunteer to go answer phones for their fall pledge drive, so I think we're going to do that.
Ooh, second-generation public radio listeners, we love it. Chad Graham from St. Louis, Missouri, thanks a lot for playing with us today.
Great.
All right. Will, something for everyone to work on in this coming week?
Well, this comes from listener Michael Stamen of Baltimore. Name a country somewhere in the world. You can change its first letter to name a well-known island, or you can change its third letter to name another well-known island. What country is it? So again, name a country that can be turned into two different islands by changing the first and third letters of its name, respectively. What country is it?
When you have the answer, email us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. There's also information on our website at npr.org. Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.